This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Here we are, creating cause and effect on the DJV program, Thursday, the 7th of May. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and the gang is all here with different material. Yes, our material is never the same. You know, with some shows or some comedians, they do the same jokes over and over and over again. There was an old joke actually about Jack Benny, who used to use the same material in his stuff. Bob Hope, all those early guys, the Vaudevillians, all did stuff. The stand-up was pretty much the same thing over and over and over again because they didn't have the same thing today. You couldn't get away with that because there's too much, right, focus on all these. If you look at, which channel is it? The Access, is one of those channels that has all the comedians on them. I don't remember. It's a cable channel, but it's not the Comedy Channel. It's one of those other. And the material is all new, but it's pretty much all bad, because they seem to have to resort to using foul language to make themselves funny. I never did understand why, you know, the old comedians, they never used any of that stuff. Why would you think, even in the roast that they did for, you know, the old-time stars, whether it was Dean Martin or Johnny Carson or Bob Hope, or they never did dirty stuff. They did acerbic stuff, but they didn't do dirty stuff. When did dirty start to be funny? Anybody think about when you were growing
Richard
up?
Pryor?
Was dirty funny?
Yeah.
Was it Pryor? Yeah, maybe.
I think the real funny, real funny is the stuff that can be funny 40 years later. It's the I Love Lucy stuff that is timeless almost. Yeah, yeah, it's always funny. You're always going to laugh, and it's clean for everybody to watch. And it took some work to make that stuff funny. I mean, anybody can do bathroom humor. Now, don't get me wrong, I love it, but it's also not the
We're not talking about the bathroom humor like they heard at the Supreme Court yesterday either. That was funny, though.
The toilet flush. The infamous toilet flush. Oh, Jen, did you see Eric Swalwell, who had his own, remember the fart off camera thing?
Oh, yeah.
So he retweeted a headline about the toilet flush and said, I'm here if anybody needs to talk.
I remember people were aghast. Bill Clinton was in Vermont.
No pun intended.
What? No.
People were aghast.
Yes. Bill Clinton was in a receiving line at some event in Vermont during his presidency, and he let out a huge, huge, and everybody knew it was him, and nobody said because it was president, a presidential fart. But why are those any different?
Wow.
Right? I mean, think about it.
What do you suppose
when Donald Trump has to? He always looks like he's passing gas, though. How about anybody of these? Anybody?
Well, Trump and Clinton had very similar diets. They lived on fast food.
Yeah,
well, right, let's not let Obama off the hook. You know, he was getting a lot of kale at home from Michelle.
Joan Rivers used to say, "Vegan farts are the worst."
Just saying.
Farts are the worst. Okay, that's good to know. Well, we are taking care of. We've been examining what was in the meat that you get at various. One of the things, examining the meat that you get from the fast food stores, is what's actually in there. Is it meat or is it something else? I don't think that's a question that we actually answered in discussing the meat fillers that are in fast food, whether or not the...
I don't think most people know.
Kangaroo meat?
Oof. That was
worms?
No, but that was a story from like 40 years ago. There are much stricter regulations. There are still fillers in beef, obviously, in fast food restaurants.
Or worms?
A lower quality beef, but it's not that.
No worms? No worms.
I don't think it's mystery meat now.
Okay. That was it. We used to have mystery meat on Thursdays at school. Nobody knew what it was. It was mystery. They called it mystery meat because nobody knew what the heck it was. It was all, at that time, the government gave all of the food for school lunches. It all came from the government. And it was mostly mystery everything. You wouldn't... 25 cents
gross
for lunch. Nobody knew what it was. Aha. All right. So, let's see where we are here. The death toll. The questions as to... It still is the number one and probably will be the number one for quite a while. Why is it important for people to know how many people have died? Is that just for the record? Is it to make people look good, feel bad? What is it that is, what is the number? And I mean, I don't even know because I don't care.
I don't think the numbers are as important as you think they are anymore. I think at the beginning of this, everybody was worried about the numbers because we were watching them move up and up and up and up, and people were talking about flattening the curve, and people were saying, well, what number
now
is that?
Now they're going down.
Yeah. I actually don't know that people are concerned about the number of cases. I think certainly people are just wondering, are they going up, are they steadying out, or are they going down?
Well, they're going down, and that's why there is comfort in opening up parks or having, you know, people go in public, open up stores, malls, that kind of stuff. All the states now are pretty much preparing to reopen retail. I know.
And then 10 to 14 days after,
yep,
we'll
going
to
have a lot of yep. It's going to happen.
So, yeah.
It is.
Well, we'll see. Either people are going to be outside but responsible, and then the curve won't really move. It'll still stay flattened or hopefully lessened. Or we're going to see the second wave and the spike come back up. So
it's hard to know, though, if you're listening to what New York says, and two-thirds of the patients that have gone into the hospital now are people who have been staying at home. Well, then what's the point?
What's the point? Exactly. And then you look at the economy itself and the Chinese and whether I've seen a lot of politicians start to get on the bandwagon, but I haven't heard people from administrative positions. Like I haven't heard my mayor or the governor of Massachusetts or the governor of New Jersey or the governor of Ohio say we need to go after the Chinese. I hear a lot of senators and congressmen saying that, which I guess
my
is
governor gave the Chinese $1 billion for their trouble.
When?
Well, this month he bought masks.
Yeah, he bought all the stuff from China. Yeah, I mean, in New Jersey and New York, we're not at that point yet. So Governor Cuomo and Governor Murphy, they have both said that this needs to be completely addressed. And Governor Murphy called for a total postmortem when this is all done. Our numbers are still the highest in the country, so I don't think we're going to look to New York or New Jersey right now to start new legislation. After this is over, both governors have said it's outrageous that our only option was to buy from China when they created this.
Yeah.
So,
Gavin Newsom, yesterday he bragged about it and said, I got a really good deal on masks.
Yeah, Gavin Newsom, what do you expect from him? All right, so here are some other things for us to pay attention to with regard to reality, justice. I don't know how you want to, what in the frame of justice. This woman in Dallas who went to jail because she opened her hair salon. Huh?
This story makes me absolutely crazy. And not only did they try to arrest her, but the judge in the case tried to embarrass her, I think. And that is what really irks me about this. This is a woman who said she had to open her salon because she just couldn't feed her kids. She was not getting the assistance that she needed from the government. She couldn't stay closed anymore. So she created a safe environment for her customers to come in. She was warned. She was arrested. And the judge made her appear in front of the court, and he requested that she apologize. And I don't – why? Why should she
Did
have
she
to apologize?
Right.
No, he called her selfish and said that she should apologize. And so she actually gave a beautiful response to that, saying, if you think it's selfish for me to feed my children, then lock me up, because that's what I'm always going to do. And so that's exactly what the judge was going to do.
But if everybody defies that, though, then there's chaos. I understand her point and her plight. In that case, then the local town or the local government or the state level should be addressing those issues. Why are these people in such dire need of assistance that they have to open their business against executive orders?
That's one question, but every single person does that, though. Is it constitutional to tell people to shut down their business? And I think ultimately, if these things get challenged, and when they get challenged as time marches on here, they're going to find that these are unconstitutional orders. You can't tell people to do this. And certainly, if you do tell people to shut down their businesses, it better be everything. Because right now, it looks like local governments are just putting their thumb on the scale as to what they think is important. The fact that we can open certain, like Walmart and Target can stay open, but the mom and pops who compete with them have to close?
No.
Come on.
Wrong. This whole thing has been wrongly thought out. It's time for it to be over. You can do a postmortem, but everything needs to open up again. Everybody needs to get back to business and suffer as you will, frankly. And then here's another example of what has gone on. There's a college student who asked her professor, this is from the same page as the woman in the hair salon, as far as I'm concerned. So this college student's father dies because he has COVID-19. So she writes to her professors and asks if they can give her an extension because of the circumstances. The prof, this one prof, writes her back and says, well, you should try to get it done because it'll take your mind off of the reality of what's going on in your family. I'm thinking, I read this through a couple of times because, I mean, the brain dead. This is University of Maryland, by the way. A junior, her name is Saj Krochenstein, if I can pronounce that correctly. She got this from her professor, finance professor. She's a finance major. He instructed her to do this because it's better, quote unquote, to complete the assignment on time, consistent with students, because there are many people who are having difficult times. So the death of your father is no different than anything else that might have happened to people, and it could take your mind off of things. So she sent a note to him, and then she tweeted, and it went public, as well it should. She's 20 years old. She said all the other professors, when asked for extension, said they were happy, and they understood what the problem was. So how is it that people get that thick under the circumstances? Because that's really what it is. You can go online and see pictures of her family and father died. But that's back to this whole business of why are things as they are. We really overreacted to this. I think, I don't think anybody's living, I don't know, this can't prove it, but I just feel like the people who are going to get it, we're going to get it. And the people who weren't, weren't. And there may be a few exceptions to that. I'm glad that we protected some of the people for a while, like your mother, Nancy, needed to be protected.
Yeah, but if my mom goes right back out into the world and goes to Wegmans today, then, you know, what's the point of having us, you know? That's the thing. I understand.
So how long do you let it go? This thing could be a problem for 3 years, according to some. It could stay. It could last. It could be you come back as a mutant, a different form of the thing in the fall. Yeah, you know, at what point do you say, okay, we either got to shut everything down and where the world stops, or you deal with the reality of it, you try to put as much money into it as you can to wipe it out.
Well, I think testing is so important right now.
Testing is very important. Yeah. That's been booted like outrageously.
We have so messed that up on a federal level
to be done.
States.
Well, everybody, they all have. They have all messed it up because they don't have any really strong leadership across the board. So now here's Pfizer and New York University working on a cooperative venture to come up with a vaccine. They're looking at September for this. University developing the vaccine innovatively. They say it would use messenger RNA to reprogram the virus. I'm not sure I understand.
Well, you know, DNA and RNA, they're like the two main components.
Right.
Yeah.
So you confuse the body's RNA. What's going to happen to that down the line, though? Messenger RNA is something the body produces on its own, normally. Kind of a new thing that we understand. I wonder if we're messing with Mother Nature here. And again, you're wondering. I'm just wondering out loud. That's all.
But
I don't know.
But
people
don't believe that this came from Mother Nature. Then, so how can our bodies even be prepared to fight it off for people who are vulnerable?
Very exasperating, isn't it, huh? All right, here's something that is not in the best interest of your mom for Mother's Day, maybe the best interest of you, others in your family, maybe your friends. Time for you to deal with the reality of weight loss and weight gain and weight problems and what they have factored into in terms of the cause or the cause of people getting the virus. Now it's time for you to deal with this if you don't want to get it as we become more open, more out in public. Save yourself. If you're overweight, go to toploss.com right now. Check out Calitrin, the international weight loss formula that is stimulant-free, drug-free, doesn't have any stuff in it that'll make you jittery. And it's now on sale. Buy three, get three free. Help a friend out. Maybe buy six, get six free. So you're on the program for 6 weeks, and your friend who needs to lose weight is on it as well. Use the discount code DJV for the special deal and to pay no shipping charges. All of it can be found at toploss.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's a little fun. We can help it. Aha! We can make this one of the best times. It depends. All of the times we have on the radio together are great times. Some, for some of us, are more fun than for others. For example, usually it's time for Victoria to take a break, bathroom break, when I do Throwback Thursday. Let's see how we do this week. In 1978, top five songs. First week in 78, starting with Paul McCartney and Wings. And a song that's a big, big hit. Kind of a cool song called With a Little Luck. Number five this week in 1978. Crank it up a little, Phil, for us. I like this sort of thing. Don't you like this?
I don't like Wings at all. I hate this.
You don't?
This.
Oh. All right. Well, I guess we better move on then. Number four this week, I didn't like these two together at all. I didn't like this song at all. Roberta Flack, Donnie Hathaway, The Closer I Get to You is number four. And this week in 78, I thought this was a horrible song. I never get excited about her, and I didn't ever get excited about him either, frankly. So that means it's time for us to move to number three. This is a song that I can wrap myself around. Barry Manifold, Can't Smile Without You, Goosebumps time, maybe a tear or two. In fact, Victoria, all right, this is, go ahead, crank it up, Phil. I do. I have goosebumps right now, Victoria. There's something about this song. His music has always done it for me. And I don't, it's corny. It's, I don't know what it is. But he's just a little guy, too. This Barry Pincus is his real name. And I don't, it just, he has no heft to him at all. I don't know how he belts these out. He's like 80-something, and he's still going around singing this stuff.
I thought he was only in his 70s.
Yeah, he's pretty far along in his 70s, if he is. Okay, so that's number three. Number two belongs to a Broadway star named Yvonne Elliman. This is a good pop hit. It really was. If I Can't Have You. She was a Jesus Christ Superstar for years. Did you know that?
No.
You know Jesus Christ
Superstar. I know this song, but sure, yeah. I know this song. I just had no idea who sang it.
Yep, well, here it is. Yvonne Elliman. So you can give us a piece of that if you want, Phil. Crank that up. Or you can go back to Can't Smile Without You with Barry Manilow. Yeah. Or you can go to number one. This week in 1978, this song This was the heyday for the Bee Gees, the Brothers Gibb. There were four of them. One of them sort of went out on his own, not under the wings of Barry and Maurice and what's the other one's name? Anyway.
Robin?
Andy. Robin, thank you, right. Andy Gibb went off on his own, died a horrible death of drug overdoses. Had same kind of voice as all the rest of them did, and often was confused as a song. When you heard him, you thought you were listening to Bee Gees. Night Fever from the movie, number one, 8 weeks in a row. Ah, this is a fabulous song. Crank this up, will you? Like disco? And the signature riff from the Stigwood organization. He was a producer. Robert Stigwood created this sound with them. You gotta love this. You love this or not?
I love this, yeah. This is great.
All their songs are good. Come on, let's have some more. Just see him moving around on the floor. Right there, that kind of stuff. I just,
this is where I always picture Doug in a blue leisure suit on roller skates and a disco club.
I had a white leisure suit and a tan. I did have a blue leisure suit. Yeah. I used to wear it when I was teaching school. I had girls thought it was cool. Blue leisure.
Thank God that doesn't exist anymore.
I know. Man, there's some. I don't even know if there are pictures of me around in that stuff. Polyester, you could press it and never wrinkle. It's great stuff. Hot, though, when it's hot. Oh, you were dancing on the dance floor. Lights, right, exactly. Sweat galore. And you can see, you know, Vinnie Barbarino out there with the Saturday Night Fever stuff. Anyway, it's all good stuff. The top five songs this week in 1978, 28 after the hour.
Have you put off your goals of losing weight? It's already May and you still have pounds to lose. Well, Calitrin is here to help. It's proven for weight loss and more. Just listen to what everybody's saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
Hi, I'm Virgil Smith. I've lost 100 pounds with Calitrin.
This Vivian has. I've been on the Calitrin. I've started it for weight loss at first. I went from 138 pounds to 108. I've also keep using it because it's the only thing that works for me, and it helps me sleep and feel better with my acid reflux. I really enjoy the product, and I'll never stop taking it.
See? Real people getting real results. And you can, too. Check out Calitrin's biggest sale of the year right now at TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS. It's the unlimited buy three, get three free sale. Again, that's TopLoss.com or 833-TOP-LOSS.
Since we've been spending more time at home, MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. But they still want to help you get the best sleep of your life. And maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, and Giza Pillowcases, plus bolster pillows, neck pillows, and more. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. That's promo code DJV. Refresh your linen closet with MyPillow, MyPillow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It was a disaster under President Obama.
President Trump saying he still wants to eliminate the Affordable Care Act as his administration is trying to weaken Obamacare's contraceptive mandate, a bid that's currently before the U.S. Supreme Court. Trump saying it's not the only provision in Obamacare that makes him want it replaced altogether.
What we want to do is terminate it and give great health care, and we'll have great health care, including pre-existing pre-existing conditions, 100% pre-existing conditions.
The president also saying on another issue, it is not sustainable for America to stay shuttered during the coronavirus pandemic. He says the American people will not abide by stay-at-home orders much longer, although he says older people will have to continue to practice social distancing. He said the pandemic is worse than Pearl Harbor and the September 11th attacks. This is USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer wants guns banned from the state capitol grounds after armed protesters entered the Capitol building last week. They showed up with assault rifles to demonstrate against the state's coronavirus lockdown order. She says some state lawmakers are now wearing bulletproof vests after that incident. Thousands of nursing home workers in the Chicago area were going to go on strike tomorrow, but now it's not going to happen. Staffers at dozens of facilities avoiding the work stoppage by reaching a tentative deal overnight with nursing home owners for a two-year deal that provides them with hazard pay, paid time off, and resources to protect them and nursing home residents during the coronavirus pandemic. Hundreds of Denny's restaurants are getting federal loans from the Paycheck Protection Program, the program intended to help small businesses stay afloat during the pandemic, but it has exceptions for hotel and restaurant chains. In a filing this week, Denny's says over half of its roughly 1,600 franchises had received loans. The chain says it did not apply for loans directly, but encouraged individual franchise owners to do so if they needed to. Meanwhile, Papa John's says it's had its best monthly performance in its 35-year history last month. Officials say same-store sales surged by 27% in April. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
A day's work is never done, as they say. A woman's work is never done. Victoria Keelan charges ahead here on the DJV program with me. I'm Doug Steffen, Thursday the 7th of May. Some good things coming out of the coronavirus. There's always good stuff that comes out of trials and tribulations. You find the best of people and the worst of people, but the good stuff I would like to think would prevail, at least here. It does, excuse me, in a manner of speaking. The focus on the relief from Congress. Now, Victoria, there are some lawmakers who want to help pay frontline workers if they have any student loans, any higher education costs, they want to wipe them out. So I think, you know, when you look at the people who are working here and where they are working, I don't know who you'd consider. Who do you consider frontline workers? Who would be on the list of people? Because, see, I think people in grocery stores.
Absolutely. I think everyone. You know, I hope when this is all over that we don't go back to ignoring people who now we can't live without. If people didn't show up to stock the shelves at your grocery store,
you wouldn't have any food. So it's, and these are people who are so overlooked, you know, for medical benefits and things like that, and we're asking them to go to work every single day and work in dangerous conditions. I think hazard pay is appropriate. I know a lot of, in the medical world, especially in New York and New Jersey, where we've been hit hardest in the country, a lot of medical students who would have graduated have already been tapped to start working in hospitals because they can start their residency early. And in New York and New Jersey, we needed all the help. We had people flying in, healthcare workers flying in and volunteering from all across the country. And I think canceling some student debt because these people are not being paid because they're essentially forced volunteers. So, I think that's a good thing. At least maybe not cancel all of it, but certainly help out for a while until they can start getting a paycheck. Yeah. Because hospitals just don't have the money right now to hire more staff. In fact, a lot of places are having to lay people off.
Do you have a financial advisor?
My husband has a financial planner that he's used, his family uses for a long time.
And what is he recommending that you do with whatever extra money you may have? If you had stock,
did
you stay in it?
I have a small stock portfolio on an app that I use called Acorns. So I don't individually choose my stocks. I just choose by the level of aggression on the portfolio. Mm-hmm.
Right.
So we have it set to aggressive, and we'll see what happens.
You have it set to aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
So it does, it goes, it takes chances.
Yes.
And how's that worked out for you?
Well, so far it's okay. I mean, the market's up and down every day. And again, like I said, we only have
you
a very small amount of money in there.
You cannot pay attention to the ups and downs and the vagaries of this.
Right.
Especially if you're smaller investor. Big investor, you get out, you short, you do whatever, and you come back in again.
Now, what I wish I wish I had the money throughout all this to actually go in individually and pick certain stocks, because I've been saying from probably mid-March or the end of March, I've been saying that home gym equipment is going to be something that everyone
fabulous.
Needs.
Yep.
And here's the report this morning. I've been seeing the Peloton van making all the deliveries. Peloton sales up 66%.
Yeah, home gym.
And they had, in case you're not familiar with Peloton, it started out as just a spinning bike with a computer screen, and then you virtually, you know, you're in the class with your instructor. And they also have a treadmill, too, that does a similar thing. So the bike is expensive. It starts at $2,200. But here's the thing that they did that was really smart. When I went on their website, because I bought a cheap spinning bike from Amazon, but when I went onto the Peloton site, they were doing a payment plan for $58 a month and no interest for 39 months.
Wow.
So that's one of the reasons it's smart. That's one of the reasons why everyone said, oh, well, you know what? If I still have a job or I'm working from home, I can afford $58 a month and not pay a gym membership anymore. And there's the result, 66% surge in Peloton sales. So there are, you know, and their largest class ever, they streamed 23,000 people at one time, took the same class. That's pretty nuts.
It is. All right, here's another way for you to help frontline, if you're interested in helping some of the frontline medical workers. There are 30 domestic and international hotels and hospitality brands I'll give you a whole bunch. The names may not mean anything to you because they don't usually have all of the Fairmont hotels do exist. Anyway, they're going to what they call buy one, give one. After you book a hotel on any of these properties, Langham, New York, Chicago, I've stayed in the one in New York. That's a great hotel. Anyway, there are a number of them. You can look them up. If you book the property, they'll donate room nights or gift cards to organizations like the American Nurses Association, 4 million nurses, so there's a group. New York Presbyterian Hospital has 10 different hospitals all over the New York area, 47,000 employees. The donations be given to medical professionals who can use them toward any future vacation. What a fabulous idea. The hope is the program will serve double duty by giving back to healthcare workers while also aiding a hospitality industry that's been severely crippled. And by the way, these things will be tax deductible. So it has impact. Basically, we're all supporting this, but it's good. Nothing wrong with that. I mean, it should be tax deductible. They're helping a lot of people out. 70% of hotel employees have been laid off or furloughed because of the situation. 8 in 10 hotel rooms are empty, except in places like Los Angeles where they're filling them up with the homeless. And the city is paying, or the state, somebody's paying.
I don't know how they're going to
what
fix
a mess.
That.
Clean that up afterwards. Woo! Get them out of there. That's
it's also pretty horrendous to give someone shelter, you know, during a time like this. Exactly. And then what? Where do they go? It's not well thought out. At least in New York and in parts of North Jersey where they're really hard hit, a lot of hotel chains have turned over and are giving free rooms to frontline workers. So essential workers who are, even if they work in a grocery store, if they're administrative people in the hospitals, doctors, nurses, volunteers, those people can actually, they're staying in the hotel so that they don't go home and bring the virus home to their families.
Yeah.
So it's a double sacrifice. They work incredibly long shifts and then they don't even get to go home and see their families. They go to a hotel room. So the sacrifices are just really, I know other
seems
parts
like there's
of the
no
country
justice.
Are not seeing this, but
yeah, right.
It's, you know, it's very real and people are just putting their entire lives on the line to save others. So it's great that we're honoring them in this way.
People who are well-known who have money getting tested, is that different than what?
It depends on what state you're in. Because, I mean, in New York, they've tested more people than any other country at this point, and it's still not nearly enough. Mm-hmm. And in New Jersey, you have to have 3 of the 9 symptoms, or else you can't get tested. In California, it seems like anybody who's famous has already been tested.
Well, the concierge doctors in L.A., there's a company called Concierge MD LA. They have a home medical service and goes out to members, and they made their resources available now to the public. They're taking what was just a test for the rich and the famous. Now they're doing it everywhere, which is, again, what it ought to be. Even though the other people are paying for it, they want to make sure they're safe, but it's... So now they're giving their
services. The antibody tests are much more widely available. The problem, though, is they're showing a lot of false negatives. And so apparently next week, at least in New York, and I know that they're ahead of the rest of the states with this, but at least in New York, there's a new shipment of antibody tests that are going to arrive in New York and New Jersey next week that apparently are a lot more accurate. Because people want to know, hey, you know what, I think I may have had some mild symptoms. Did I actually have it or not? And they're coming back with these negatives, even though they're pretty sure that they did have the virus.
Mm-hmm.
So
yep.
it's hard to tell.
Experts say 40% of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. Imagine that. 40% of us. I'm one of them.
It's not Victoria? A good time right now to be vitamin D deficient.
No.
I have certainly been woefully deficient in vitamin D until I went to Dr. Jack and he got me on some fish oil stuff. And,
yep.
You know, I'm
fish oil is good.
Yeah.
Vitamin D is good. The vitamin D capsules, get them from Standard Process. Fat-soluble vitamin, critical role in regulating our immune response. Strong bones, healthy bodies. Researchers have linked vitamin D deficiency to an increased risk of depression and cancer and diabetes and obesity, and that leads you right up the street into the coronavirus. So, in trying to overcome the vitamin D problem, the folks at Purity Products have their new Advanced D formula. It's got 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors like magnesium, zinc, and boron. This is the way to get the vitamin D you need, Advanced D. It's $19.95. You can go online to purityd.com. That's PURITYD.com. Get the support you need for your muscles, your bones, your body. $19.95 buys you not only a month's supply of Advanced Vitamin D, but also you get a bottle of their fish oil, which is fabulous, and you get free shipping using the DJV code. So, PurityD.com, PurityD.com. Supplies are limited. PurityD.com is the way to get them. Use the DJV code and get 2 for the price of 1, in essence. 2 different great products for the price of 1 at PurityD.com.
Babylon announced Tuesday a comprehensive care solution aimed to quickly put 24/7 digital healthcare services into the hands of millions of New Yorkers as the company joins Mount Sinai Health Partners.
Key tools through the Babylon app include a new COVID-19 care assistant with an option to speak to clinicians by video. The service will take pressure off of emergency rooms, doctor's offices, and other medical services at a time when so many are at capacity. Babylon CEO and founder Dr. Ali Parsa.
Our job now is to provide a primary care doctor in the pocket of every citizen of the city of New York. One of the greatest cities in the world deserves to have one of the best health systems in the world.
Dr. Robert W. Fields, Chief Medical Officer of Mount Sinai Health Partners.
We need to expand how we define delivery of care rather than just office space as just one option, but now expanding into telemedicine and on-demand care.
For more information, visit BabylonHealth.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 and change at the hour here on the DJV program. We all know how much the coronavirus has impacted every aspect of our lives. There are a lot of new challenges. So companies and industries are trying to help. And along comes IBM, which this week announced promising new solutions in the fight against COVID-19. So I've talked to or asked to have Daniel Crook, the Chief Technology Officer at IBM Code and Response, to talk about this very satisfying but yet challenging when you look at all the things that are needed, Mr. Crook. It's interesting. This pops up. So tell us about the Call for Code Challenge.
Sure. Well, thank you for having me. So Call for Code, the global initiative, is a 5-year, $30 million program with an annual competition that asks developers, technologists, problem solvers to take on some of the world's largest challenges with technology.
And so how does technology play a role in the COVID-19 disaster?
Well, Call for Code has always asked developers to take on some of the world's largest challenges. In the case of COVID-19, there are lots of social and business challenges that can be solved with technology, or at least mitigated. So we've seen a lot of applications come in to help small businesses find resources, manage the caseload on healthcare workers, and reduce the exposure of folks when they're out shopping.
So when somebody submits a proposal, what do you do with it? Where does it go from the proposal stage?
Yeah, so we ask for there to be a prototype. So there's got to be some working code. And so what we do is we evaluate that. We have a set of judges that look at it, experts in the field, technologists from IBM, et cetera. And if it's a promising solution, it's got some working code, we work with the teams to supplement the skills they need to bring it to reality, to deploy it in the field.
All right. So are you seeing a lot of hopeful circumstances where you have too many to use, or can you use all the ideas in one way or another?
Yeah, great question. So we've got a lot of great response to the program, and we had lots of solutions come in for our early acceptance deadline, which was last month. So we've seen them come from all over the world, and the top three that we highlighted this week come from Los Angeles, they come from Canada with team members from Bangladesh and Kazakhstan, and a team from India as well. So we're trying to look at those solutions now, deploy the promising ones early, but the competition itself goes all the way to the end of July, so there's still time to get even more solutions into the pipeline.
All right, so how do we do that? How do we get involved, got an idea, and you want to get more information? Where do we go to get the info, to get it into the pipeline?
Okay, go to callforcode.org, and there you'll learn about the competition. You'll learn about the solutions we're highlighting so that you can get involved and support them. And if you're interested in sponsoring or supporting the program, providing your expertise, you can find out there, too. So callforcode.org.
So how much of this will make it into IBM's corridors, do you think? Is that where, I mean, some of the idea here has to be to help you out, to come up with new ideas to sell?
Yeah, no, it's a great way to highlight IBM technology, but we really want to make people aware of those solutions that they can use them to change the world.
Mm-hmm. Good idea. All right, Daniel, good job. Daniel Crook, go to callforcode.org if you want to get more information and submit. Callforcode.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Sounds like it doesn't. It sounds like a movie. Let's see, what would this be from? Some kind of a sea movie, right? Ships at sea. Could be submarines, right?
No.
Or it could be. It actually sounds like the beginning of a Steven Seagal movie as well, but it's not. It's the movie music from Pirates of the Caribbean. Yes, boys and girls, if you guessed that, you were correct. Have they used the same theme in all of the Pirates movies, Chucker?
Yes, it's actually a really good score. This day in movie history, the fourth entry in that franchise, Pirates of the Caribbean, came out in theaters. Did like $200 million here in the States, so-so. But overseas, these movies have done very well, even the fifth one. Each one's made like close to $1 billion worldwide. Johnny Depp's
had big
the first one in 2003. Really good. Got an Oscar nomination for that first film playing Captain Jack Sparrow. Personally, I thought many of the sequels were bloated messes, but profitable for Disney. I love the first one. The rest of them, most of them are way, way too long. They're 3-hour movies that should have been no more than 2 hours, but they've made a ton of money for Disney.
Well, under the circumstances, you know, it's escapism. I thought, yeah, I don't like movies with creepy crawly creatures in them, and they just...
Why not? Tell me why. Yeah.
Because I don't like them.
It's a childhood trauma thing. We're all trying to figure it out.
Thank you. Judy Dench has become she's 85 years old. She's on the cover of Vogue. Yeah. The oldest person ever to be featured on British Vogue. Yeah. She's hailed as one of the nation's most beloved citizens. I think she really is.
I agree, 100%.
Right? I'm surprised she was not, given the cast of Downton Abbey, how she escaped. Maybe there wasn't a role for another old Dowager
Queen.
She was
asked about that, and she said that she's already played so many British royal characters that she just didn't want to, she felt like she was getting typecast at that point. And she had just come off of winning the Oscar for playing... I mean, she's played how many different Queens. Victorias can you play? You know, she was nominated for that. She's been Queen Elizabeth. Like, she's been everybody. Yeah. I think she's bored of it.
Maybe.
But now,
maybe,
you know, then she went into playing M. She was M in the James
Bond. She was great. Don't you think she was a great M, Joker?
I loved her in that.
She was great. Of course she was great.
Yeah. And her relationship it looked like to me, you know, sometimes you can see this even with great actors. You can see whether the actors have an affinity, whether there's any chemistry. You know, there was a lot of talk about when Natalie Wood died that she and Christopher Walken were having an affair. If you look at them in the movie that they were in together, they had no chemistry, zero chemistry on screen. So I always discounted that. And
interesting what makes good screen chemistry. It's you know, whether it's romantic or platonic. It's like you said, her casting as M elevated those James
Bond. She obviously liked Daniel Craig.
Really good. She's really good.
Yeah, it looked to me like it was genuine that she liked Daniel Craig. And I think they, in writing those stories, sometimes they play to that if they know the actors well enough. Do you think that's true or not?
I do, and I think as much as the script is the most important component in any movie, the casting is equally as important. I give you an example when Michael Caine was cast as Alfred in Chris Nolan's Batman trilogy. I mean, he was perfect for that role, and his chemistry with Christian Bale, different type of chemistry, was really, really good, and that elevates the material.
Yeah, I'm not speaking, by the way, I'm not saying it's just a male-female thing.
No.
I do think you're right. There's chemistry with any group
absolutely.
Of people. Like, I have great chemistry with you, and you have great chemistry with me.
Thank you.
We've known each other. You wouldn't have lasted this long if I didn't like you. And if you didn't get along and didn't have a good time here. I mean, what
That's
else
true.
Is the reason?
Can I list off all the past people who've come and gone?
<That's good. laughs> Time.
If Jennifer were here, she could do that. But she'd be happy to do that with you. Yep. Wow. All right. So anyway, under the circumstances, I was thinking also with opening things up, how quickly are we going to get back to, what's the rumor mill tell us about getting back to production of movies and television shows?
That's a problem. Not only will multiplexes have a hard time fitting product this year, although they should be okay if theaters open by October for the holiday season. But in terms of TV going into production, a lot of your favorite shows are not going to air this fall for sure.
Yeah, we were just talking about the renewals that are showing up on NBC and CBS, and then the question is how they're going to make those movies. I mean, how they going to make those TV shows? Got to get them back into the circulation mode. Chucker, good job. Thank you. Chuck Curry here on Movie Moment.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.